Rolly, you caught in the majors for about 20 years. Now, during the first 10 years about, you were described as rollicking Rolly, living it up pretty good. Now, had your training habits been on the moderate side, do you think your career might have turned out differently?
Well, I would say yes and no, because I was up there 20 years, and that's about the run of a catcher any time. So I would say the first 10 years I was up there, I was pretty well preserved for the last nine.
Well, I was wondering, Rolly, whether you might have hit harder. Your lifetime batting average was .262. Maybe a more moderate schedule, you might have hit .300.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I had, one of my best years was back in the rollicking days, and I hit .309. In fact, that's the only year I ever hit .309.
Would you recommend that?
No, I would not recommend it, because I think it's a bad thing, but there's a lot of ways to relax now, and the time is going by so fast, where you go from one town to another on a plane, where we went on a train and take us maybe 14, 18 hours, and played cards, and a lot of ways to get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Rolly, what are you doing now?
I'm a manufacturer representative now for R.L. English Company in Cleveland, Ohio.
When you were starring in baseball, you played in both leagues. Now, how does one league differ from the other?
Well, I would say back in those days that the National League was more of a curveball league and the American League was more of a fastball league. And they went for the big inning in the American League, and in the National League they went for the one run.
Well, also looking back over those 20 years as an outstanding catcher, who was the best pitcher that you ever caught?
Well, I would say Feller was my best pitcher I ever caught.
What made him so good aside from this very fast fastball that he had?
Well, everybody talks about Bob's fastball, but his best pitch was his curveball. When I caught him, and later on, I developed the slider. But his curveball was most effective because he could get it over and everybody was looking for his fastball.
And the toughest hitter?
And the toughest hitter, I would say, you could go through a lot of them. Now, Ted Williams is one of the best-looking hitters that I've caught behind. Stan Musial, and then there's Hornsby and Terry and Ruth and Gary. And,
I know you've given me a who's who, but which one would you say was the toughest that you caught behind?
Well, not mentioning any of the rest of them, I would say Gehringer was the toughest.
All right, Charlie Gehringer, who now is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Rolly Hemsley, thanks very much for talking with us. This is Cliff Evans reporting. Now back to Monitor at Radio Central.
Thank you.